Hello and welcome to the Up the Villa podcast. I am sitting in a very, very special position this evening because we are filming our very first Guess the Villain. Now, this is a special quiz where I'm putting Luke and Ryan head to head, and we have got a list of players who only I know, and I'm going to quiz these so-called Villa experts to see who can guess some of our greatest. Maybe not so greatest Villa players of the last 20 to 30 years. So essentially, I've got a point scoring system, and we definitely want you to play at home. So, like the video, comment. We want to know how many points you've got. And maybe you can have a bit of competition in the comments and see which of you has got the best Villa knowledge. So, I have got a list here of Villa players. Whoever gets in first will get their first guess. If you get it in one guess, it's 10 points. Two guesses is 5 points. Three guesses is 4 points. Four guesses is 3 points. Five guesses is 2 points. Six guesses is 1 point. So we're going down each guess, you get fewer points. It's pretty self-explanatory. I will start off by saying their first senior career club. How many appearances, how many goals? You've probably seen this format before. It's a wiki quiz. So, Luke and Ryan, how are you feeling? Are we nervous?
I'm on this pod and I'm bricking it.
Likewise,
Yeah,
likewise.
I'm not in comfort zone at the minute, so there we go.
Yeah,
I'm
I have
like,
taken
when
all the
you see
power.
the quizzes at home and I can answer them all on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I know if I went on that show, I'd be out first round, use all my lifelines up. So
Yeah.
bring
You've
it.
got no lifelines here. The few rules I will set out is, and disclaimers, all of these players have made at least 15 Villa appearances. So we've got no randoms in there. I'm not being too cruel. So they've all made at least 15 Villa appearances. And I've gone back probably to the mid-90s. So in Luke and Ryan's main Villa viewing history. So without further ado, if you're ready, I'm going to start with our first villain. Yeah.
Let's go.
So, whichever one of you butts in first, I'll give you first dibs at answering. So, this villain started their career in 1988 at Norwich City and they made zero appearances.
That's a good start then. I did well at Norwich, so.
Yeah.
Now, if both of you, after a few seconds, are thinking, no chance, we're not going to get this, we'll move on.
Okay.
Got someone in my head, but I'm not going to guess at this stage.
I have absolutely no idea.
The rules are if someone guesses and they get it wrong, the next person gets free dibs and we'll take it in turns. So if you're both playing it very safe, I will move on. They then moved on very swiftly in 1988 and had a 4 year stint till 92 at Cambridge United, at which place they played 156 career appearances and scored 52 goals.
I think I've got it.
Oh, go
Ryan,
on,
you are correct,
man.
Ryan. That is two guesses, which means you get
Beyond
5 points.
Absolutely smashed
Was it
it.
Man United after that?
Well, actually, if we're being technical, they had a loan from to Barnet in 88, but officially, yes, they then moved to Man United and had 12 career point appearances. So, Ryan, you've done pretty well first round. I
Yeah,
tried to
got off
be
to the right start. Early
a
goals,
little
early
bit
goals, that one up.
generous. Yeah. So that was Dion Dublin, who started his career at Aston Villa in 1998, left in 2004, 155 career appearances and 48 goals.
As
So well
well as
done, Ryan.
headbutting Robbie Savage that we all loved.
Brilliant. So round two. Let's move swiftly on. So this player started their senior career in 2004 at Rangers. They stayed there for 2 years to 2006, made 11 appearances and scored two goals. If you need me to repeat any of the information, just let me know. But that was Rangers, 2004 to 6, 11 appearances and two goals. And just let me know if you're agreeing to move on.
I'll move on.
Ryan, happy to move on?
Yeah, I've got someone in my head, but yeah, let's have the next one.
I'm not sure how much this one will help. They then went on loan in 2006 to Doncaster Rovers, where they made 19 appearances and scored 5 goals.
Doncaster. Wasn't the one I was thinking of.
No, me neither.
Rules
I'll,
out.
I'll move on.
Yeah, I'm like...
Okay, on to the third one. In 2006 to 2008, they moved to Motherwell, where they made 48 career appearances and scored 10 goals. Obviously, the slight clues in the fact of how many goals they may be scoring. Yeah. If they're scoring 0 goals, you know, it's going to give certain clues. If they're scoring loads, you might guess they're a striker, you know. So I'm not giving away positions.
What have we done at Motherwell? What have we done at Motherwell?
We've done 2006 to 2008, which was 48 appearances and 10 goals.
I want to have a little cheeky one here.
Luke, you can't be letting him get in like this. Ryan, take the floor.
I'm going to go for the Garden Gate man himself, Ross McCormack.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, what have a day off, Ryan.
So that was your third guess, which is 4 points. Luke, you're getting another big fat zero, unfortunately.
What's the points he got?
He's now on 9 points after 2 rounds. He is pulling ahead. Come
it's
on,
early.
Luke.
It's early doors. It's early doors.
It is early doors. So that was Ross McCormack, who moved to Aston Villa in 2016, stayed for 3 years and made just 20 appearances and scored 3 goals. Moving on to round 3. So, come on, Luke. I'm rooting for you for a comeback here. This player started their career in 1995, and forgive me if I butcher this, it was at Brøndby, where they made 0 appearances and 0 goals. The reason I picked this one, again, it's 0 appearances, 0 goals, but I thought maybe there'll be a little nugget with this weird team name that just stuck out. But again, let me know if you want to move on.
What year is that?
95.
Oh, 95?
Yes.
95.
Okay, I'll pass, but I think I've got a little inkling here.
Is it not worth a guess?
No, I'm just going to... Let me build.
Okay.
Let me build it.
All right, the same year, 95, for 1 year till 96, they moved to Galatasaray, where they made 30 appearances and 0 goals.
95.
So just 1 year, 30 appearances, so almost a full season.
Where's Brøndby?
Galatasaray.
Denmark. So they've gone possibly Denmark to Turkey.
You are right there. Brøndby are a Danish club.
Yeah.
It's not who I thought.
No.
Oh, all right, are we moving on?
I've not even got an inkling on
the shocker, yeah.
The third clue is 96 to 97. Again, just one year, they moved to Columbus Crew. 38 appearances and 0 goals.
That rings a bell. Columbus Crew. Yeah, it's Jet Setter. Jet Setter, this one.
He is.
Denmark, Turkey, USA.
Where's that? America?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an MLS team.
Yeah. Oh.
And what year is that? 90 something?
96 to 97. 38 appearances, 0 goals. Are we stuck?
Oh, yeah.
One more, but I think I've got a cheeky now. I've got one coming. Go on, next one.
Okay. So the fourth clue, in 1997, they moved to Liverpool.
Oh, no.
Stayed there for 3 years, 25 appearances. No goals. Come on, guys. I don't want to overshare here, but no goals. They've never scored a goal.
Yeah.
So we
think channel. They've gone from Denmark to Turkey to the US. They've now landed in the UK. And this is their longest stint so far. They've spent 3 years at Liverpool. Are we stuck?
No.
No one. Are you going to make a guess?
No, actually.
Luke,
no.
Are you going to allow him to make a
so
guess?
So difficult. No, I'm not.
The thing is, you can't keep letting it slip.
I'll tell you what, I have a cheeky one. I'm done over. Go on, I have a cheeky one.
Go on.
Brad Friedel.
It is Brad Friedel.
Mate.
So that was your fourth guess. Your fourth guess. So that's another 3 points for you, Ryan.
I'm having a shot.
So you're now, so you're now on 12 points. Luke, you're on zero.
Was it Blackburn? Blackburn next.
Next, he did go to Blackburn, which Luke might have done it for you because that was an 8-year stint, 290 appearances. And then obviously in 2008, he moved to Villa for 3 years, 114 appearances. And as we know, was our clean sheet record holder.
Yeah, because the Columbus Crew one was that, you know, that was ringing a bell. That was, but then the Denmark, you know, starting his career there threw me.
And the Turkey bit was weird.
Yeah, it does seem weird because obviously we think of him being a United States man, but I don't know. I thought we might have done better there. Right, we're moving on. We're moving on to round four now, guys. So this player started their senior career in 2006. So a little bit more recently. This was a 2-year spell to 2008 at Harrow Borough, where they played 69 games and scored 14 goals. That's Harrow Borough, 2006.
I'm going to have a guess. I feel like I need to.
Luke, the floor is yours. No, it's not. It is not.
Who did Ryan, you get? I went Bowery.
No. Oh, no, Ryan, you've got the floor.
No, it's not.
I'm going to say, if you pass now, Ryan, I'm going to say it goes back to a clean sweep. Whoever.
Oh, can I have a cheeky guess? No.
Yeah.
Harrow. Come on. Let's just pluck one out.
I'm giving you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I don't know. I don't know. Pass.
Nope. Okay, next round is 2008 to 2010, where they moved to Barnet. 112 Ooh. Appearances and 19 goals. Barnet. So that's 2008, they moved to Barnet. 112 appearances, 19 goals.
Barnet.
Very prolific.
Very.
No, I can't think of anyone. 2012.
Neither can I.
No.
Okay. Third clue is 2010. They moved to Bristol City. This was a 3-year spell. They played 131 games and scored 17 goals. So they're at this point, well and truly, coming through the ranks in the English Football League.
Sorry, what years was that, Hannah?
2010 to 2013.
Oh. 3 years there, Bristol City.
Use the years as a clue. They started their career in 2006, so this is a slightly younger player.
Yeah, just trying to work out when he lands at Villa and what's...
I can move on.
Go on, move on. I'm stuck.
Next, we've got 2013. They move to Middlesbrough. They spend 3 years at Middlesbrough.
Got it.
113 appearances, 23 goals. Ryan.
Luke Robinson is going to kick himself because he's sitting today. I reckon.
He has seen him today.
No.
He has seen him today.
For God's sake.
Shocking. I saw it earlier and I thought, this is one for Luke. And you've dropped the ball. Shocking. See, I thought this one was quite... I thought Harrow Borough.
That was difficult, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I've gone too harsh here. Right, how many clues was that? That was, again, 4 clues.
What's the score?
Which was 3 points. So we're now 15-0. It's going to need some comeback here. Right. Luke, I'm really rooting for you here.
Come in, next round. Mute him for a few rounds. Turn his mic on his speakers.
I can't. I've got to be impartial here. I'm rooting for him in this round. Round five.
Go on then.
We are starting their senior career in 1996. They spent 1 year at Degerfors IF, which is a Swedish club. They made 47 appearances and 0 goals.
What year is this?
96. Swedish club.
Malberg.
Luke, you've got 10 points.
Yes! The comeback is on.
The comeback's on. Yes. Oh, I just had a feeling you were going to get that one.
Everybody's got to get that, surely. I mean,
yeah. I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Look at that. So, yeah. I wanted at least one 10-pointer. There we go. Right, we've got 10 points on the board.
The momentum.
The confidence
is high. Let's go.
The confidence is coming. Right, okay. Round six. We have got a player who started their senior career in 1980. And they spent 4 years at Welling United, 105 appearances, and there's actually no record on Wikipedia of how many goals they scored.
When's this?
1980 to 1984. Welling United. They are a semi-professional football club based in London.
Nah.
Okay. Nothing. Moving on. In 1984, they moved to Weymouth. Spent a year there, 40 appearances and 16 goals. Weymouth.
14 appearances and 16 goals?
40.
Oh.
4-0. Not that good.
Very prolific, yeah.
No idea.
Not yet.
Thirdly, we've got 1985 to 1988, Southampton, 83 appearances and 5 goals. So that's 1985. They spent 3 years at Southampton, 83 appearances and 5 goals.
I'm going to have a guess.
I love the attitude. Come on.
I'm going to go Townsend.
You've done it.
Yes.
You've done it. Yes. I'm really proud. You've
well done,
done
mate.
It. Yes. 4 points. You are now just one behind Ryan. It was
It changes. It changes quickly.
Everyone watching this has ripped me off. They've ripped me off.
I had Luke, but you've absolutely smashed it there. That was Andy Townsend. Well, he started his Villa career in 1993, spent 4 years with us, 134 appearances and 8 goals. So well done, Luke, for that one.
Thank you.
Moving swiftly on, our next player started their senior career in 1985. They spent 1 year at Dundalk. I have no record of how many appearances they made or how many goals, but they started their football career at Dundalk, which is an Irish Premier Division team. So that should give a kind of clue. 1985, Dundalk. Any idea, Ryan?
No.
Moving on. 1986, they moved to Liverpool. They spent 5 years there. They left in 1991. In this time, they made 65 appearances, no goals.
I think I might have this, but I'm not sure.
There's a couple round this year that land at Villa from Liverpool.
I think I got it.
It's whoever guesses first. I'm waiting.
I need one more clip.
Ryan, are you having a go?
I don't want to say a name and then hand it to him. So
yeah, normally. I've got someone I'd gamble on.
Okay. Ooh, so the next clue is 1987. So during their Liverpool spell, they went on loan to Bradford City. Just 8 appearances, no goals.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't think this was the clue you were hoping for.
It was not.
It's a bit of a red herring here. So that was just a very short loan spell in their second season at Liverpool. No guesses?
It's the zero goals it's throwing because the person I'm thinking of has got a goal in him.
Oh, I'm going to take this as no guesses. Okay.
No.
The next one, 1991. They arrive at Aston Villa. They spend 7 years with us until 1998. 208 appearances and 16 goals.
I guess. Steve Staunton.
It is Steve Staunton.
I had him on that. Is that what you was going to guess, Luke?
Yeah, but then that Bradford thing, I was just like, I've no idea.
And I thought right. Staunton with that left peg has always got a goal in him. And that zero goals for Liverpool was just throwing me a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 16 goals for Aston Villa. He then moved back to Liverpool. And again, didn't score. So that was 3 points, Ryan. So you've just pulled ahead again. You're 4 points ahead. We will move on to, we're on round eight now. So we're reaching
crucial.
You know, crucial stages
one
here.
One gamble, you can get it, can't you?
That's the game. Guess the villain. It does not get more intense than this. Round eight. We've got this player starting their professional senior career in 1983 at Southport. Now, they spent 5 years at Southport, 112 appearances and 6 goals. 83 till 88, Southport, 112 appearances and 6 goals.
No.
No, nothing. I ain't feeling nothing on this one.
Okay, I'm sensing that there's going to be late dramas here. I really am. So, 1988, they moved to Weymouth. Again, we've got another Weymouth alumni here. They spent 1 year at Weymouth. Must have been a couple of seasons because we're looking at 100 appearances and 4 goals.
Oh, 4 goals.
88 to 89, Weymouth, 100 appearances, 4 goals.
No, the one I was thinking of, nah, not enough goals.
Okay.
Port down.
In 89, they then moved to Bournemouth. They spent 2 years at Bournemouth. 62 goals. 62 appearances. I do apologise. 62 appearances. 0 goals. 0 goals. 62 appearances.
62.
Southport, Weymouth, then now at Bournemouth. 62 appearances.
Yeah, taking the long way around.
Sutherland.
Yes.
Nah.
No. Okay, this is the big one. In 1991, they moved to Aston Villa. They spend 4 years at Aston Villa till 1995. 147 appearances and 2 goals.
What?
This is the one, guys. This
Go
is
on.
The one.
How many games?
147. 147.
Yeah.
Just 2 goals from 91 to 95.
No, it's no longer than that. 95. So it would have been around.
It's got to be a defender then.
Yeah.
And they've won the League Cup twice.
No, once.
Once.
You'd be left in 95. You won it in 94, but weren't part of the 96 squad.
I'm going to allow you to deliberate a bit longer on this one because obviously it's the Villa clue. It's the big one.
Yeah.
So it's 4 years, 91 to 95, 147 appearances, 2 goals.
I'd say go again, another clue. But I don't think that's going to help me anyway.
Right, Ryan, I need you to agree to either guess or to move on.
Yeah, I've got one person in mind.
Is it not worth a guess?
No, not at this stage.
Is there going to be a better stage? Okay, yeah. We're moving on then. 1995, they leave the mighty Aston Villa and they go to Tranmere Rovers. 3 years, 95 to 98, Tranmere Rovers, 54 appearances, no goals again. 54 appearances, Tranmere Rovers, no goals.
I'm gonna kick myself. I can see.
I've got a right back in my head, but I just can't think of a name. That's the one I think it is. But I just can't think.
Nah, Normo. Tranmere.
Do you know what?
I sort of followed Tranmere for a bit after the final and stuff like that.
Guys, I'm going to need you to agree to either make a cheeky guess or we've got some.
I'll guess Earl Barrett. No?
It's not.
No, he come from Oldham. I'll have a cheeky guess. Those Luke's had one. Carl Tyler?
No, it is not. It is not.
I'm done. I'm done on this one.
Right. I will either say I'll give you one more guess or we will scrap this round and you'll both take 0 points. So either one more clue or we scrap it and you both get zero.
Oh, I'd scrap it because I ain't got a clue.
Ryan?
I don't mind having another guess. I don't think it's right. Oh, no, it's not right. It's not right. Oh. I have one more guess.
1998, they moved to Motherwell. From Tranmere, they moved to Motherwell for 2 years, 47 appearances and 4 goals.
Oh, man.
Nah. But we've got time limit here. I'm giving you 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I don't think he's right. Kevin Richardson? No, he was
not. No. You both got 0 points. That round, it was Sean Teal.
Oh, man.
It was Sean Teal.
One more was just blank in that round then.
Yeah.
Oh, I just couldn't think of anybody.
Of course it was.
It was Sean Teal, born in Southport, hence his career start at Southport and his tour around the South Coast. Moved to Villa, 147 appearances, but we couldn't get it. 0 points. This could prove crucial in the final stages.
The best of starting football as well, that man.
We're moving on. Okay, we're moving. In fact, I'm going to bite my tongue. I'm not even going to give you an early clue. So this person started their senior career in 2007. Ooh. They spent 1 year at a club, which I'm going to try and pronounce. It is a French club called Guingamp. 22 appearances in 2007. 2007 to 2008, Guingamp, 22 appearances, 0 goals. I've tried to make this a bit harder as we go along.
Well, I'm gonna have a guess.
I just think
we may as well at this point.
Exactly. It's a good attitude.
Macoon.
No.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
No.
Oh, it's a little cheeky, that was.
I'm not giving any further information on that. Ryan, you have a chance to respond or we'll move on.
French could still be playing there. I don't know. Jemba, maybe.
Mm-mm.
Cameroon.
It's not. So, 2008, they move again for just a one-year spell to Vitória Setúbal, which is a Portuguese club. So they've gone from France to Portugal. Again, only 13 appearances, 0 goals.
No.
Nothing. 2009, they go to Porto and make 15 appearances. Again, no goals.
Porto.
Yep. So they've left one Portuguese club for another.
Nah. I feel like I should know this by now.
2009 to 2012, they moved to Lyon, where they make 93 appearances and score 1 goal. So that's 2009 to 12, 3 years at Lyon, 93 appearances, which I will give a bonus clue, is the most of their senior career. 93 appearances and one goal.
Two decent clubs there, Porto and Lyon.
I might have a cheeky out. Give me another clue.
Another clue means one less point.
Go on then, another clue.
Ryan, you happy to move on?
Yeah, I'm happy to move on.
So from Lyon, they moved to Valencia for 2 years. Oh, man, 2012 to 2014, 25 appearances. Direction. Yeah.
So Valencia for how many years?
2012 to 2014, 25 appearances and two goals.
This is poor. Should know this. Absolutely kick myself.
This is too close, isn't it?
So this is where I'm playing Football Manager and I could remember all these stats. I do know this player. Oh,
I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you another clue which won't deduct any points.
Go on then.
During this spell at Valencia, they go on loan to Liverpool in 2013 and they make 15 appearances. This is a big, big clue. And I'm giving it you for free. Do not take me for granted here. Think about this, lad. 2013 to 2014, they go on loan from Valencia and they make 15 appearances, no goals. You're going to be fuming.
Blank.
Again, I'm going to have to give you a countdown. Oh, 10 seconds.
We're going to get hammered in the comments for this.
Well, no,
I can't wait. Right, I'm moving on. So after their spell at Valencia and loan at Liverpool, they move to Aston Villa in 2014. Obviously, a brilliant time for the club. So they stay here for 3 years, 2014 to 2017. They make 55 appearances and they score zero goals.
2014.
So they've been relegated with us, stuck with us.
Lambert would have signed him 2014, wouldn't he? Got relegated.
They've come from Valencia and a loan spell at Liverpool, and they've made 55 appearances and scored no goals.
This is tragic.
This episode might not air.
No. If we got to this point, there's no transfer rumours.
Come on.
Right. Concentrate.
Because I don't think, well, actually, I could give you a couple more clues, but after that, none of them are going to help you. So no, it's kind of now or never.
2 seconds to think.
For those watching at home, I'm hoping you're playing along. It's put in very big letters in the comments. How many points did you get for this player once I tell you who it is? Because so far, Luke and Ryan are really letting me down. I thought this was going to be a decent one.
No,
I've never seen them this focused. I've played at Villa Park and they've never been this much on strings, ever.
No, can't do
it. You've got to let me know when you're done. And then I'm going to give you two clues for the price of one.
Yeah, I need
a clue. Go on then.
Brian's gone.
Okay. This is the final clue. And if you do guess from this clue, you'll get one point. No, you'll get 1 point. Just one. I'm being very generous. So, during the time at Aston Villa, they have two loan spells, okay? One in 2015 to Porto and one in 2017 to Olympiacos. They make two appearances for Porto and three for Olympiacos. So they've gone on loan twice while at Villa. If you don't get it from this, you won't get it from any of the rest, is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
No. Ryan, are you done?
Yeah, it's a Liverpool one that's thrown me. I was thinking of like Sanchez and Gill, and I don't know, to play for Liverpool as well. And he's obviously not very good. Look at all them clubs. He's not very good.
You've hit the nail on the head with that final comment.
So where has he been at Lyon? He smashed it.
93 appearances, yeah.
I'm telling you guys, it's too late. It's closed.
Go on, then.
Entries have closed. Ryan was right when he said this player isn't... He never set the world on fire. This player was Ali Sissoko.
Really? I'd have never got that.
Oh dear, I threw in this one because I thought it would be funny, but clearly he was that forgettable at Aston Villa. Brilliant. I think that's
actually... We got relegated while he was there, so I mean, for them few years, your mind's just gone in it, thinking about Villa.
He's on team sheet, and then from that Sheffield Wednesday game, that first Thomas does the rounds.
Okay.
Oh, poor
again,
man.
Again.
This is the last round. Poor.
This is the last round, but depending how we're feeling, I've got a few bonus that if we're feeling like we want to level the playing field, we'll go for the bonus okay? So this one for round 10, they started their senior career in 2006. They spent 1 year at Hillingdon Borough and then made 5 appearances.
Where?
2006, Hillingdon Borough, which is a semi-professional football club in the London Borough of Hillingdon. 5 appearances.
I've said his name once, I'll go again. Barry?
No.
I needed 10 points.
You did. You really did. Ryan, I think?
No, I was thinking of Keenan Davis, but I think that was... Billington or something like that.
No. Okay. Sorry. Moving on. 2007 to 2008, they moved to Floriana, which is a Maltese club. They made 24 appearances and scored 4 goals.
Man, started in
London. I'm going to give a bonus clue. Yeah. This player is still playing currently. Not necessarily at Villa, but they are still playing professionally. So that should give you an age range.
Still.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to move on. 2008, they have a 3-year spell at Plymouth Argyle. So 2008 to 2011, they have 51 appearances at Plymouth and they score 8 goals. 8 in 51.
Oh, I'm going to hazard a guess. Bree? James Bree?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
On you, Ryan.
Plymouth. Who went down Plymouth? No, I don't know. Conor Horahan?
Incorrect. So, because it's been a bit harsh these last few rounds, I'm going to skip out. This might help, but I'm going to skip these out as clues so they weren't count as points. They had 3 loan spells whilst at Plymouth, 1 to Rushden and Diamonds and 2 at Barnet. And then the next clue will be in 2011, they moved to Bristol City for 1 year and they make 23 appearances and score 1 goal. Bristol. So just the 1 season and they've moved from Plymouth.
Bristol City.
Yes.
2000. What year are we in now? 2011?
Yeah. 1 year to 2012, they're at Bristol City.
So when did I land at Ulster? And what year is that?
2011.
I'll tell you one man that's going to be shouting at the screen. Justin. It's a good job he's not.
Well, he's going to have to put his score in the comments,
yeah.
Unfortunately, because he's too busy on his jollies. So, Justin, clearly we're missing your expertise here. I'm going to move on because I don't think either of you are going to hazard a guess. So, 2012, this is a big one. 2012, they make a move to Crystal Palace. They spend 4 years there. So they're there from 2012 to... I'm going to ignore that you've just said that and I'm going to finish the clue. 2012 to 2016, they're at Crystal Palace. They make 133 appearances and score 12 goals. Yeah. 2012 to 2016, 4 years at Palace, 133 appearances, 12 goals. This is a big spell.
Yeah.
This is the club that they've played their most senior career games. Essentially where they've made their name. Think about how many goals they've scored throughout their career. 4, 8, 3, 2, 1, 12 at Palace. So not too prolific in front of goal, but 12 in 133. I want both of you. I'm going to force both of you to make a guess here. You've got to make a guess. This is the final round, official round, so you've got to make a guess. They're still playing today. They're still playing today.
Yeah.
4 years at Palace, 133 games, and they've made their name at Crystal Palace. This is probably where Villa started to spot them coming onto the scene. 12 goals. Ryan, you've got to make a guess.
I haven't got one.
Both of you got to make a guess about which players have we had that have previously played for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I'm thinking if he's landed at us, it's around in the Championship.
You're correct.
Someone that's played in the Championship.
I might have been mean here, but they have played at least 15 games for Aston Villa. No, I can't be too generous here. Not a single player we've had. You're correct that they've came to us in the Championship.
Yeah.
And they were previously at Crystal
Palace. Midfielder, possibly. 12 goals.
Guys, I'm so disappointed. I'm moving on. 2016, they moved to Everton. They have 29 appearances at Everton. They're actually there for 5 years until 2021. But during this time, they go on loan to Aston Villa in 2018.
Say that again.
So they moved to Everton in 2016.
Yeah.
They're officially an Everton player until 2021. But in 2018, we signed them on loan for 1 year. And they make 21
appearances. I got it. Jesus Christ. Yannick Bolasie.
It's Bolasie. It is Yannick Bolasie. Maybe it was a bit harsh because they
we've had a shocker here.
It's hard to try and pitch the whole squad.
It's very hard. Why do you think I'm hosting and not guessing? This is the whole reason. Oh, let me tally up. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that was only 1 point, Ryan.
So how many points am I behind?
1 point.
So you're 5 points behind Ryan. So it's not completely out of the woods. Well,
should we have two more?
Do you want me to give you two bonus?
Two more then.
Okay. So we've got. Luckily, I came prepared, and I've got a few bonus players.
Okay. I feel stressed, man.
Who do I pick? So, okay, I'm going to go with this player. This player is a bit different to everyone else I've given you so far. This player started their career at Aston Villa. Senior career, 2009. Aston Villa until 2017. 111 appearances, 1 goal.
Say that again.
So their senior career started with Aston Villa in 2009. I stayed until 2017, officially. Made 111 appearances and scored just 1 goal.
Oh, do I have a cheeky guess now? When did they leave, sorry?
2017.
I'm going to have a guess. Nathan Baker.
You're right.
Oh, there's no coming back from that, Robinson.
Oh, Luke, that was a 10-pointer. That was 10 points dropped there.
I've got it. Okay. Well, I've got to get this one in, really.
I'm going to give you all three. I'm going to give you the other two.
Okay, go on.
Because you got that one so quick. So the next one started their senior career in 2009. So again, a relatively young player. They started it at Bantu Rovers. And I'm not going to tell you where this club is from. Oh, Bantu Rovers.
It rings a bell. Oh, this is someone still 2009. Still playing now then.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Oh, what does it ring a bell? It's one of them obscure ones. It's just
I'm not going to tell you where this club is based because I don't want to give too much away.
And they're still playing now.
They're still playing today. Definitely still playing today.
I need to guess because I need to do something. Still playing today. Hourihan.
No. No.
Pretty good.
Definitely not. Definitely not. So Ryan, I've got to pass to you. Off.
Nakamba.
Yes.
No.
It is. I couldn't tell you that it was a Zimbabwean club because I thought if I tell you it's Zimbabwean, then it would be too easy. But it is. It's Marvellous Nakamba. Ryan, that's another 10 points.
Fair play.
I think that was Nancy the other one for Nakamba.
Nancy, two, and then Nancy number one. I think that means Ryan's won. But Luke, I'm feeling quite sorry for you, so I'm going to give you one more chance to get some points on the board with this very final. Very, very, very last round. Okay. This
next
player.
Golden, then, yeah.
Golden goal.
We've had four extra rounds.
Next goal takes the lot.
Do you know what? Whoever gets this, no matter how many guesses, gets 10 points. Okay. So, this player started their senior career in 2009 at Marseille. They spent 5 years there to 2014. Made 111 appearances and 14 goals scored. Marseille, 2009 to 2014. 111 appearances, 14 goals.
So still playing now then. Yeah.
Just think about Marseille, French club.
Yeah.
I can just see the little cogs working in Luke's brain right now, working overtime.
Very well, are they? no idea.
No. Okay, well, we're giving 10 points to whoever gets this, so we'll move on. In 2014, they spent 1 year at Lorient. I'm probably butchering that. Again, it's a French club, so it's...
done well there.
Luke, they make 31 appearances and score 12 goals.
31 and 12, that's decent.
You've got to guess, Luke.
I know who it is.
Come on, it's 10 points no matter if you get it now or in three clues time, so you might as well have a go now.
One season.
Marseille to Lorient. So far, they've spent 6 years in France.
Could I have a guess here? I don't.
If you're going to guess, Luke, you've got to do it quick.
Nah, no idea.
No, not worth any guess of any player you think started their career in France. Okay, in 2015, they come to Aston Villa.
Oh, I know who it is, man.
They spend 2 years at Aston Villa. Makes 51 appearances. And 9 goals. Right, you both said you. Oh. I was going to make you fight out to see you again.
Robinson's won it.
It's a... yes.
I had it on the last round.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Right. I think we need to admit that Ryan won this game. I think Ryan, you ended up with 39 points, and Luke, you ended up with 24.
That's not too bad.
It was a good battle. It got a bit tense in the middle.
It was a good battle,
but then I faded.
Yeah, it was those early rounds that Ryan really pulled away. Yeah. But I feel like it was a good battle. So, guys, just a reminder to comment below your scores. So it was 10 points for one guess, 5 points for 2 guesses, 4 points for 3 guesses, 3 points for 4 guesses, 2 points for 5 guesses, and 1 point for 6 guesses. So please let us know how you did. I'm sure a lot of you did better than both of these on the camera right now. But it's been a pleasure, and I am sure we'll come back for another one, and I'll think of some even harsher villains to test you on. But I felt like there was a good mix there. I tried to go back in time, a present day, some championship fodder. But, you know, all's fair in the end. Ryan, you are the champion.
Yes.
The first ever guess the villain.
Ecstatic. How do you feel? Ecstatic. Over the moon.
I mean, really, is this a better feeling? Is this a better feeling than winning a trophy? I think it probably is.
I ain't felt
the closest we're going to get for a while.
If you won the Intertoto Cup, I ain't felt this good. What a feeling. And don't get too cocky in the comments, because we might invite you on for a challenge.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good idea. So, guys, thank you very much for watching. Again, do like and subscribe. Comment your scores below. I'm sure Luke will be commenting bitterly in the next few hours when everyone does better than him. But otherwise, up the Villa.
Up the Villa.